This is Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Now, when it grows up, it weighs more than 400 kilograms, even though it practically lives off lettuce. Its nickname is the sea cow. Yes, it is the dugong. And expand your brain today by knowing more about this interesting, unique mammal. Dr. Tamera Keeley is an expert on dugongs from UQ. Tamera, where can you find the dugong?
Well, interestingly, dugongs actually live in our backyard. They actually exist just off the coast of Brisbane in Moreton Bay. We've got a population of about 800 to 1,000 dugongs very close to us.
Are they endangered?
They're considered vulnerable. They are heading that way. A lot of the populations that exist have declined over time, but we don't know a lot about how stable some of the populations are.
Tamera, you know, in an office, some conversations can just sort of come out of the blue and be a little bit weird. Well, this is one of the conversations that we had recently in the Drive program team. This was Nick and I reliving it. So, can you just say that thing that you said the other day about dugongs?
About the dugongs?
Yeah.
You know, I said the other week I went down to Sydney and went to the aquarium there, and they've got dugongs. They've got two of them, and they're really, really fat. But then I was watching them get fed, and they feed them cos lettuce, like you'd have in your Caesar salad. That's in place of the seagrass. So, I don't understand. How are they so fat if all they're eating is cos lettuce and seagrass? How does it happen?
I don't know. It's a very good question. We'll get onto it. So, this is us getting onto it, basically. Tamera, if they only eat seagrass or cos lettuce at the Sydney Aquarium, why are they so fat? Because they're fat!
They are. They are a little bit rotund, not quite as rotund as their close cousin, the manatee, but they do get quite big, despite the fact that they only live on seagrass in the wild and cos lettuce in captivity. They're a very slow-growing marine mammal, so they actually take a long time to get to an adult size. You know, an adult female won't hit her optimal size until she's in her teens or even into her 20s. So they are very slow growing. So it takes a long time, because they do eat just seagrass, to get to that size.
Mm. So they sort of are on the same sort of growth path as humans. Yet if we just ate seagrass and lettuce, I don't know if we'd be all that fat or tall either.
That's true, but they also have a very slow metabolism, which means their body optimizes what does come in as much as possible, and they utilize it much more efficiently than we do.
Mm. Now, do they move slow as well as grow slow?
You'd be amazed. Dugongs can actually move quite quickly when they need to. They live in oceans, which means they do have predators, such as sharks, so they have to be quick occasionally, allowing them to escape from predators if they do exist.
So sharks eat them?
Absolutely.
Okay. What about having babies? How long are female dugongs pregnant for, and how many little... What's a baby dugong called? So many questions.
Well, a mother's called a cow, so a baby is called a calf. We're not 100% sure exactly how the gestation length is, because they are very hard to study. They do live in oceans. But we estimate about 12 to 13 months. And a female won't have more than one calf every 4 or 5 years. So it does take a long time to have multiple young within a lifetime.
So we know a lot more about other marine animals like sharks than we do about dugongs then. Why is that?
Well, dugongs are pretty elusive. They're hard to find. They don't exist everywhere. They are usually in areas that exist with seagrass beds, which is very limited. We have an interest in sharks because humans sometimes die at the hands of sharks. Whereas dugongs, they're pretty harmless for the most part.
Hmm. Just fat, happy, big animals. How long do they live for?
Again, we're really not sure. We're studying more and more about them. They're very hard to study. There's only two that exist in captivity in all of Australia, Pig and Waroo, down at the aquarium. So it's very hard to study a long-lived animal that doesn't exist in captivity. We estimate that they probably live probably into their 60s or 70s even, so very similar to humans.
Do we know more about the manatee, which is what, the Northern Hemisphere cousin?
Yeah, well, manatees exist in riverways and more freshwater areas in predominantly North and South America, but also on the west coast of Africa. And they're a lot easier to study because they don't move around as much. They're easier to access into rivers. And we have a lot more in captivity.
Mm. Now, you're obviously not from Australia, but as reliably informed that you are the dugong lady. So why has the dugong become such a subject of fascination for you?
Oh, look, I'm actually one of many that study dugongs. I actually work with Dr. Janet Lanyon at the University of Queensland, who's been studying dugongs far longer than I have. I've been working with Janet for about 9 years, but Janet's actually been studying the population off the coast of Brisbane for about 20-odd years. And her mentor, Helene Marsh, has been studying dugongs even longer than that. So I got into dugongs because of a fascination with wildlife. I'm actually an expert in wildlife reproduction. So what interests me is finding out how animals reproduce and how to detect pregnancy in wild animals.
Do you know that about dugongs?
We can actually, interestingly, find out if a dugong is pregnant just by analyzing a single fecal sample.
Dugong poo.
Dugong poo.
Okay. It always comes back to poo on this show, really, doesn't it? Now, there's also, I know that you've done a little bit of work around whales,
yes.
Tamara, and so this video popped up on our feeds today about, and it showed a killer whale attacking a humpback whale near Byron Bay in the waters off there, and I was kind of intrigued about where it was happening. Do killer whales frequently come up that far north?
Well, I don't know as much about whales as I do dugongs, but from my understanding about killer whales is they do exist in New South Wales waters, not usually that far north, but they have been sighted historically that far north. And they got their name, their nickname, killer whales. They are called orcas because they are whale killers. They actually find the tongue of whales a bit of a delicacy.
Is that all they eat?
Pretty much.
Whale tongue. Gosh, fussy. And the orca is not actually a whale, is it?
No, it's in the dolphin marine mammal kind of family.
Mm. Okay, well, terrific to have a chat with you about that, Tamara. Thank you very much for solving our dugong conundrum.
No worries.
This is Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.